Welcome students, and I'm Professor Pranav Bhatia. Today we'll be studying with regards to the stove maintenance and housekeeping. So this is the topic for today. Now we'll learn what is the why preventive maintenance is important and how it plays the role into store excellence. So let's learn about introduction to preventive maintenance. Importance of maintaining retail store assets to prevent breakdowns and ensure operational efficiency. So as by now you are aware that every store manager has a store admin person, and there is a store HR person and there is a store admin person. Depending upon the store size, if the store size is bigger, the store admin would report into the store HR, and in certain small stores there are chances where the store admin person reports directly to the store manager. To achieve the operational excellence, the store admin needs to ensure that all the fixtures, whether it's trolleys, whether it is bins and other fixtures, whether it is the latch in the trial room, whether it is the taps, faucets in the washroom, that are working, operationally working, and preventive maintenance is done. They are checked periodically to ensure a good customer service. It's a customer service point from the retail excellence point of view. So when any of these things faltered, if the trolley is making noise, the oiling is not done, the latches are not in place, then what will happen? The consequences is there is increased in repaired costs. That is one thing, disruption to business. So in case if these trolleys are broken, the customer will not buy more. There will be a disruption to business and there's a potential loss of revenue. So these are the consequences of neglecting maintenance. Moving ahead, we will see what are the benefits of preventive maintenance. It saves cost saving by avoiding expensive repairs, increased reliability of equipment, and improved customer experience. So as and when preventive maintenance is done, there is money spent on a smaller expenses when there is a small damage. In case if it's not, when it says that a stitch in time saves 9, that is applicable everywhere, even in retail industry as well. So when a regular maintenance is done, it will avoid major cost, expensive cost. It will ensure that there is no major cost over there. One more example of is the chiller and freezer. So if the optimum temperature is used, the gas refilling is done, everything is done, then it will not conked off. It will not, when it shuts down or it's not working, there will be a huge expenditure. But a preventive measure, checking gas on regularly basis, maintaining optimum temperature would result into working in a longer period. So that would improve customer experience. Emphasis on early detection of issues through regular inspections to prevent minor problems from escalating into major breakdowns. So already explained with regards to the chiller and freezer equipment. So a regular checking of such issues and regular inspections will result into there are no major breakdowns which affects business. Integration of preventive maintenance as proactive strategy in store operations management to enhance overall efficiency and profitability. So as and when every store has, even the store admin has a checklist, preventive maintenance checklist. There is a daily checklist, there is weekly, there is monthly checklist. So when this store admin adheres to this checklist and proactively does preventive maintenance, it will result into store efficiency. There will be lesser breakdowns. The repairing costs would be less, thereby increasing the profitability of that store. A daily maintenance checklist. So now we will see what is a daily maintenance checklist is. Maintenance personnel responsibilities include conducting daily store and floor walks to assess condition of critical system and fixtures. Comprehensive checklist covering essential components such as lighting, PA, PA stands for personal announcement system, air conditioning, refrigeration units, and fire safety equipment. So normally the store admin person also walks in with the store manager in the morning during the store opening process, and the person will take around and check that all these systems, the announcement system is working, the lighting is fine, there are no lights which are not working, air conditioning is working properly, refrigeration units are working, chiller and freezer are working properly in case of product selling food articles. So these are the things which the store admin needs to check, and there's a daily maintenance checklist which he needs to follow and adhere. Regular checks ensure proper functioning and identify any issues promptly for timely intervention. So during this, when he's walking with the checklist, in case if any lights is not performing or the AC is not giving proper cooling, timely intervention would lead into greater customer satisfaction. It will save money with regards to the major cost in repairing. Importance of maintaining stable and safe conditions for both staff and customers by addressing potential hazards. So when the checklist is there, preventive maintenance is done, it will ensure that it creates an environment, safe environment for staff as well as for customers, thereby reducing potential hazards. Utilization of checklist as tool of systematic maintenance, tracking and accountability ensures all tasks are completed consistently. So in case if the checklist starts from the first of the month and regularly if there is a cross mark and certain thing is not working, then certain if there is a cost is higher, the store admin needs to take approval of the from the store manager for a bigger cost and ensure that whatever is pending is knocked off so that it doesn't result into major breakdown. So regular tracking is a must, and once the tracking is done, regular corrective action needs to be done so that it doesn't lead into a bigger major breakdown. Now we'll see maintenance and coordination and record keeping. So the store admin person needs to have annual maintenance contract with regards to the servicing of equipments. So it could be with AC, with air conditioners, it could be with chiller and freezer. So all those agreement needs to be done. Again, the AMC would be done with regards to the pest control treatment as well. So all those documents and agreements need to be signed and filed accordingly. Maintenance executive responsible for maintaining detailed records of maintenance activity, including service dates, performance, performed tasks, and any identified issues. So the store admin needs to keep records with regards to the when the repairing was done, when the money was spent, if it's a service oriented AMC is there, when is the next service schedule, whether in the previous service was there any breakdown which was corrected. So all those things needs to be documented and available for audit. It should be available for the internal audits. Regular review of maintenance records to track maintenance history, identify recurring issues and assess the effectiveness of maintenance efforts. So all this documentation provides a data, historic data, and that works as a ready reckoner. So in case there is there are recurring issues, in case if a particular asset is having repairing issues, then probably the store maintenance team needs to update the store manager that it's time to change that particular asset, or they need to take a proper approval for discarding it and buying a new one. Since buying a new one would require a lot of significant capital cost, approval from the head office or the regional office is needed. So depending upon the maintenance checklist, corrective measures needs to be taken. Importance of effective communication between maintenance person and external service provider to ensure service requirements are met promptly. So the store maintenance guy needs to be proactive. He needs to have a good communication skill, and as and when if there is any background, he needs to communicate effectively to the vendor so that the service person from the vendor teams come immediately, and in case of a breakdown, it's repaired and it's ensured that it's up and working and it's up and running immediately. The next important point what a store maintenance does is monitoring of DG set, which is generator set. So as and when there are stores which are in area where there are frequent power cuts, and to prevent such power cuts, the organization invests into a DG set. The monitoring of diesel, the usage of diesel also comes under the maintenance team, and definitely he or she needs to ensure that whatever is the diesel cost, what was the diesel installed in that, or whatever the diesel was used, it's properly recorded, it's accounted. So any discrepancies needs to be brought to the notice of the store manager. So monitoring of diesel usage for DG set through a dedicated logbook with regular audits conducted by store manager to detect discrepancies and mitigate potential losses. So the DG sets needs diesel, and the purchase and usage of the diesel needs to be recorded in a logbook. The store manager needs to regularly check and ensure that there are no risk involved, there is no threat, no potential threat or theft of the diesel to avoid losses. So that's the proactive measure the store manager and the maintenance person needs to do. the importance of housekeeping in retail stores. So as in store who which are neat and clean, who has a good ambiance, who there's a good ambiance, there's a smell that is always liked by the customer. So every neat and clean environment, clean and hygienic environment is essential for modern format stores to attack and retain the customers. So when the store is neat and clean and hygienic, it will attract more customers. A dirty or messy store creates negative impression affecting business reputation and profitability. So if the store is messy, if the shelves are dirty, there are dust and the merchandise is not clean, dusting is not done, mannequins are chipped off, definitely the customers are not going to enter, which will result into loss of that loss of business reputation as well as loss for that store. That is the importance of dusting and keeping a well-maintained store. Women shopper particularly value cleanliness, overall appearance of the store. So that has been a study. Women customers value cleanliness. They prefer clean environment, and in case if the store is not clean and hygienic, they would avoid visiting those stores. Housekeeping entails dedicated effort to maintain cleanliness, hygiene and attractiveness of store facilities, products and equipment. So the housekeeping department is responsible for mopping the store floor. They are responsible for dusting the shelves. They are responsible for dusting the mannequins, and there are other areas as well. This includes the facilities like washroom as well. So the washroom wash basins need to be neat and clean. The urinal tub needs to be neat and clean. Regular equipment with regards to the sanitization needs to be used properly by them. Room freshener needs to be used in the washroom. So all those areas which are responsible, the housekeeping needs to ensure that they follow the rules and regulation mentioned in the housekeeping checklist, and everything is spick and span perfect and it's ready for the customer usage. Proactive approach in housekeeping essential for customer satisfaction, loyalty and positive experience. Now we'll see what is parking area maintenance is. The first impression crucial when parking area sets positive tone for customer experience. When a customer drives in the car, the first point impression is the parking point where there is an interaction. So if the adequate parking space is not available, the car parked are not properly parked, there are trolleys lying in the parking area, definitely the customer will get disappointed and they will not enter the store, they might drive away. So the parking point needs to be neat and clean, adequate parking areas need to be there, it has to be litter free, it has to be dust free, it has to be properly maintained, frequent sweeping needs to be done. In case there is a garden, then there is a landscaping needs to be done to ensure customer perception. And definitely the last point is well-maintained parking area signals cleanliness and attention to detail within the store. Doors and windows maintenance. So again, this also comes under the purview of store admin. So the clean windows and doors create inviting atmosphere for the customers. So normally the store window is made of glass, the doors are made of glass, and the maintenance team need to ensure, housekeeping needs to ensure there are no fingerprints on it, it's neat and clean, and definitely a neat and clean window invites the customer from outside. It sends signal to the store, it sends a signal to the customers that yes, the store is neat and clean, and it welcomes customer, it influences the customer to enter the store. Regular cleaning of glass door, facade and partitions with glass cleaner is a must. They need to ensure there are no fingerprints, the glass is spick and span, it's neat and clean. Removal of handmarks to maintain cleanliness and attractiveness, already covered, there shouldn't be a single finger mark or hand mark on the glass. Well-maintained doors and windows enhance curb appeal and encourage foot traffic. So neat and clean windows ensure that the customer, it influences customer to walk in into the store, reflects professionalism and attention to detail in store management. So when neat and clean ambience is followed, spick and span store is well maintained, it definitely reflects professionalism, and attention to this detail in store helps customer to walk in. If it's the store is in a mall, it helps customer to walk in into the store, and in case if it's on a high street, definitely the windows will welcome the customer and they will make that encourages traffic in the store. Floor maintenance, clean and stable floors crucial for customer safety and satisfaction. So when the mopping is done, when the dusting is done, the store customer safety is also ensured that the mopping is done with the wet mop, and then there is a signage which says wet floor. So it is very important to keep safety in mind. Definitely neat and clean stores gets the attention of the customers. It's a crucial point with regards to the customer satisfaction as well. Regular sweeping to remove dust and dirt accumulation. So different materials needs to be used. Dusting mop has to be different, and the dusting broom has to be different. So whatever is material or maintenance material is required, the store admin needs to ensure those particular equipments are available with at the store. Wet mopping eliminates stain and maintain cleanliness. So stores which use food and non-food, who sell food and non-food material, they also need to use wet mop to ensure that there are no stains. So certain times when there is a food sampling happening, chances are there might be spillage on the floor, and which might result into stains. So wet mopping ensures that the store is stain free. So that needs to be done on a regular basis. Proper signage during mopping to prevent accidents. So when wet mopping is done, wet floor signage needs to be put so that it doesn't put customer in risk. There is chances of customer slipping and falling down and getting an injury. So proper signage needs to be there when the wet mopping is in progress. Scrubbing and sanitizing floor in food stores for hygiene. So as I said, food, the stores who are selling food, definitely they need to ensure that there is a scrubbing and sanitizing which happens for the hygienic purpose. Wall, ceiling and appliance maintenance. So clean walls, ceiling and appliances contribute to overall store cleanliness. Removal of stain, marks and cobweb enhances store aesthetics. So regular the store manager, when he takes a walk along with the admin person, they need to check each and every corner of the wall as well. They need to check behind the shelf, and they need to ensure that there are no cobwebs, there are no stains, there are no marks. So when this all these stains, marks and cobwebs are removed, it increases the it maintains the aesthetics. It is visually appealing and it's welcoming for the customers. So that cobwebs also need to be removed. That has to be a part of the checklist as well. Regular cleaning of fan, light and exhaust fan for optimal functionality. So preventive maintenance checklist. If there are fans installed, normally all these stores have air condition nowadays. But in case if there are fans, then it needs to be clean. The lights needs to be fixed. There should be no light which are flickering. Exhaust fans needs to work on optimal functionality. Even the exhaust fan needs to be cleaned with regards to the dust, and accumulation of dust needs to be removed. Unclutter walls without unwanted poster or stickers. So there are chances where the customer or someone might put a sticker. There is a lot of clutter, so all those cleaning needs to be done. Reflects commitment to cleanliness and hygiene standards. So as and when the checklist is followed, it shows the commitment of the housekeeping team as well to ensure the cleanliness and hygiene standards. Next is trolley and basket maintenance. So trolley and basket maintenance is essential for customer satisfaction. The trolleys and baskets needs to be neat and clean. The trolleys needs to be oiled. It shouldn't make any noise. That comes under the prevention. It comes under the preventive action of the housekeeping team. Regular washing and cleaning to prevent germ transmission. Hygiene is utmost important for customers. So the baskets needs to be cleaned with a detergent or with a solution to prevent germ transmission, because the trolleys and the baskets are used by different customers. There's a lot of touch which happens. Transmission of germs happen during which touch as well. So regular cleaning is a must. Sanitization is a must. Dry cloth cleaning of unused trolleys and baskets before store opening. The store maintenance or admin guy, the store maintenance person needs to inform the housekeeping team leader to ensure dry cloth cleaning for unused trolleys. Hygienic maintenance reflects care for customer well-being. Regular rotational cleaning schedule ensures all equipment remains clean and functional. So as and when any assets are rotationally cleaned, there is a schedule available. Certain assets are cleaned on weekly basis, certain of assets are cleaned on once in 2 weeks or once in 3 weeks. All those assets needs to be neat and clean. There's a proper cleaning schedule needs to be adhered to so that there is no major breakage or there is no major breakdown of that assets and equipments. Stove fixtures maintenance. So cleaning of clean and organized fixtures essential for product display and customer experience. So when we talk about stove fixtures, we are talking about bays, shelves, gondolas, and impulse bin. And we have seen when we were studying under visual merchandising, there are different fixtures which are available. Now here also the store admin team along with the housekeeping team leader needs to ensure that whichever assets, whichever fixtures are used on floor are clean. There is daily cleaning of the bays and the shelf. The gondolas are dust free, impulse bin are neat and clean, and they are placed properly. Again, there is a fixture which are used for fruit and vegetable. The racks are there is a hygienic the racks are hygiene and they are maintained in hygiene. There should be scheduled cleaning of freezers and chillers. So what the admin staff or the maintenance staff needs to do is periodically they need to clean all the fruits and vegetables, remove the products, ensure cleanliness of freezer and chiller so that there is no major breakdown. And the last point is maintenance of bakery section equipment for cleanliness and hygiene. So as and when wherever the food item, food party merchandise is kept, as and when the food merchandise or bakery items are stacked, they need to be neat and clean and ensure that there is no pest infestation over there. Now we will study the importance of fumigation and pest control. Again, fumigation and pest control comes under the purview of store maintenance and admin person. Why fumigation required is when any store who's selling food articles, there are chances of rodents and pest infesting those store and spoiling the products in retail stores. So here the important is the fumigation is so important, pest control is so important, therefore to ensure there is less product damage. Neglecting pest control leads to monetary losses, customer irritation and reputation damage. So in case if any store is not doing pest control, they are neglecting it, there would be a monetary loss with regards to the loss in with regards to the losses, with regards to the product damage, and it will create a bad impression in the minds of the customer. Proactive approach to fumigation and pest control essential to prevent infestation. The store admin needs to proactively ensure fumigation and pest control so that there is no damage to the stocks. Specialized agencies for offer annual contracts for pest control at nominal charges. So the store maintenance person needs to find three different agencies, external agencies which are specialized into rodent control and the pest control. And those quotation needs to be shared with the regional admin person. And once the shortlisting is done, the contract is awarded, and every 3 months the pest control needs to be done. So this comes under the KRA, key result area of the store admin, and they need to follow that. Store head responsible for ensuring regular fumigation as a part of store operations. Regular servicing of RO system and timely filter replacement to ensure water quality. Now again, this comes in the regular checklist of the maintenance person. If there is a filter, a water filter available, or if there is a chilled water system available, then the store admin person needs to have an annual maintenance contract with regards to cleaning of the RO system, and it needs to be cleaned and serviced periodically. That's the first thing in the checklist. Second thing is, in case if there are filters that needs to be replaced, then the store admin needs to have an AMC where the person comes, replaces the filter, and at any given point of time a clean purified water is available for the customers. So that also comes under the store maintenance or store admin person's responsibilities. Monthly cleaning of water tank to prevent contamination. So if there's a water tank available, then monthly cleaning needs to be done to prevent contamination. There are no germs accumulated over there. Checking and maintenance of water cooling system for proper dispensing. So that also comes in the checklist. They need to check if the cooler is working properly or not. Adequate supply of disposal glasses and proper drainage system. So the area where the cooling water cooler is installed or the RO system is involved, the maintenance and the housekeeping team need to ensure that there is adequate drinking disposal glasses available for the customers at a given point of time. And there is a proper drainage arrangement where water spilled or water drop needs to be mopped, and the water needs to have an outlet, drainage outlet, where it goes out effectively. In case the mocking is not done, there are chances of customer slipping and falling down. There are chances of injury to the customer. So the drainage system needs to be in place. Installation of dustbin with plastic bag for use of glasses disposed by the customer. So the housekeeping team needs to ensure there is a plastic bag kept in the dustbin, and as and when the customer uses disposable glasses, they throw the trash in the dustbin, and periodically the housekeeping needs to clean those dustbin, remove the unwanted glasses or disposed glasses to ensure cleanliness of that specific area. Now we'll move to the cleaning of washroom and what are the procedures with regards to the washroom. So early cleaning of washrooms to maintain cleanliness and hygiene. So there is again a schedule and there is a checklist for the housekeeping team to ensure that the housing, the cleaning is done on early basis. Adherence to checklist posted inside toilet doors for early cleaning task. So every housekeeping is given a checklist, and the team leader supervisor needs to go and regularly cross check whether the housekeeping team has done their work or not. So that needs to be followed. The housekeeping checklist needs to be followed. Provision of proper cleaning aids and material for effective sanitation. So what happens is it's the responsibility of the store admin as a maintenance team to provide all the cleaning aids which is required by the housekeeping team. It could be a floor mopping detergent for mopping floors. It could be the material would be of anything which could be detergent, other cleaning aids which are needed by housekeeping team to maintain the washroom. So that needs to be provided on regular basis. Installation of air fresheners for pleasant environment. So at any given point of time, the washroom should smell good. That's required air fresheners. So the store admin needs to ensure that there are adequate air fresheners available, which gives pleasant environment. Refilling of toilet rolls, tissue paper, and maintenance of hand dryers. So in washroom, there are toilet rolls, paper rolls, and the store admin team needs to ensure that they have sufficient toilet rolls and tissue papers so that as and when customer goes, they are not out of stock. Also, they need to ensure that if there are hand dryers installed, there is a regular maintenance happening, and there is regular preventive measure which ensures that the machine and the hand dryers are working at any given point of time. Cleaning procedure and schedules overview. So retail floor maintenance involves daily sweeping, mopping, and spot cleaning with weekly deep cleaning and monthly inspections. So everything is planned, everything is scheduled. Really, the retail floor needs to be mopped on daily, sweeping needs to be done, mopping needs to be done on daily basis. Certain times there is a deep cleaning which is scheduled weekly, and then there's definitely monthly inspections by the store manager as well to check. So all this, the maintenance person has daily, weekly, and monthly checklist, and they cross check. So if it's a weekly checklist, then they will definitely check the deep cleaning as well. So the store manager and the store admin are responsible and to check. They are responsible for checking the neatness, cleanliness of the store. Storage areas require daily organization and decluttering, weekly dusting, and monthly deep cleaning. So warehouse also requires dusting and cleaning. And storage areas, there are certain storage areas which are provided at floor level, at store level as well. So that area also needs decluttering, products needs to be removed, weekly dusting needs to be done, and definitely once in a month deep cleaning needs to be done so that that area is also neat and clean and available for this storage, the usage of the floor staff. Restroom needs daily cleaning and sanitizing, weekly scrubbing, and monthly inspections. The restroom, there is a checklist for cleaning and sanitizing. Weekly, it needs to be scrubbed so that obviously there are stains are removed after the usage. Prolonged usages, and because of prolonged usage, there are chances of having stains. So weekly scrubbing is prescribed and needs to be done. Again, all those things need to be inspected by the store admin and the store manager. Staff areas entail daily wiping, weekly kitchen cleaning, and monthly organization. So staff areas where the staff is having lunch or they are having their meal or they are having their tea and coffee, that needs to be cleaned. The wiping and the mopping needs to be done on a daily basis. The kitchen needs to be cleaned. So in case if there is a canteen facility available, if there is a kitchen, that cleaning is also important. And definitely monthly, they needs to be checked for all the parameters. Customer facilities involve daily upkeep of weekly dusting and monthly deep cleaning. So when you talk about custom facilities, that includes the water cooler, that includes the washroom and other facilities. It also includes a trial room. That also needs to mopped, be cleaned. Dusting needs to be done on a daily basis, weekly basis, and definitely a deep cleaning on monthly basis. Now we'll see the importance of cleanliness in retail. So when the store is neat and clean, spick and span, it enhances the customer satisfaction and it promotes positive brand image. When the store is neat and clean, it boosts employee morale because it prevents illness. They don't fall sick, so they don't take leaves. They come back to work on daily basis. And once there is less number of illness, the higher chances of getting more sales. Ensure compliance with health and safety regulations. So the government and the municipality has put a lot of regulations. And once the neat and clean cleaning is done, it ensures compliance with regards to the government organization as well. Requires appropriate cleaning product, equipment and safety protocols. So the store admin needs to provide all the products which are required to the housekeeping team to ensure that they do their job 100%. Staff training on proper cleaning techniques and schedule is essential for effective maintain implementation. So the staff also needs to be trained, as and when sometimes what happens, the staff removes the product, the housekeeping will clean the shelf and the staff will put back. So here the staff training is also important with regards to proper cleaning techniques to ensure that the stores is neat and clean and ready for the customers to welcome the guest. So proper staff training and coaching and mentoring them is also important. So with this, we saw how maintenance department, the admin department, along with the housekeeping team ensures a clean, neat and clean hygienic environment for the customers. And once this, if a store is neat and clean, it definitely welcomes the customer and it creates a positive ambience, positive feeling for the customer, and they would come back again and again. Thank you.